This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Police in Orlando bracing for huge crowds of Trump supporters as well as a fair number of protesters in and around the Amway Center, where tonight the president will formally launch his re-election campaign. Those who want to get into the rally started lining up last night.
We're here to support Trump. We love our president.
Support the greatest president of all time.
The Amway Center can accommodate 20,000 people. Reports are there have been 100,000 requests for tickets. The U.S. is sending 1,000 more troops to the Middle East to counter threats posed by Iran. Acting Defense Chief Pat Shanahan saying the soldiers will be deployed for defensive purposes against any possible threats from Iran as tensions rise between the U.S. and the Tehran government. An Iranian leader saying the United States better not underestimate Iran's ability to defend itself. This is USA Radio News.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text FORCE to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text FORCE to 321321. That's F-O-R-C-E to 321321.
A military court at Naval Base San Diego expecting to seat a jury today in the war crimes court-martial of Navy SEAL Eddie Gallagher, who's accused of killing a teenage ISIS fighter in Iraq in 2017, as well as two civilians. Jury selection began yesterday. The trial scheduled to end on July 5th, and Gallagher could face life in prison if convicted. Illegal immigrants now have access to driver's licenses in New York State under a law approved by the legislature yesterday and quickly signed by Governor Andrew Cuomo. New York City's Democratic Mayor Bill de Blasio, who's also running for president, was a major proponent of the measure.
It's about fairness, but it's also about safety for all of us and for our families.
Dallas police still trying to figure out why a 22-year-old heavily armed Army veteran went on a shooting spree outside a federal building and courthouse yesterday morning. Brian Clyde of Fort Worth ended up killed in a shootout with local and federal officers. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Amazon's taking issue with a congresswoman who claimed that its workers are paid starvation wages, in her words. That would be New York Democrat Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She said on ABC's This Week back on Sunday morning that Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos is a billionaire because he pays people so little. Amazon tweeting back at AOC on Monday, calling the lawmaker just wrong. The company touted its $15 minimum wage and full benefits for workers from day one. A spokesperson for Ocasio-Cortez says that Amazon still built its business by extorting cities and governments for tax breaks. FedEx is expanding access to its services, the shipping giant saying that it's going to offer drop-off and pickup services at Dollar General stores. The company says it's designed to increase access for rural customers. People in New Jersey will be able to pick up a dose of an opioid overdose reversal drug at no cost today. The State Poison Control Center says people can anonymously obtain naloxone at participating pharmacies all day with no prescription, payment, insurance, or even having to give their name. The U.S. Surgeon General says naloxone is a safe antidote that can save a life when given in time after an overdose. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
All about you know, we're going to be all that this country can be. We've got to get all the lies, all the mess, all the things that are retarding the whole process out of the way. I believe this is why 63 million people voted for Trump, and there are, I would say, looks like, you know, thousands of people are showing up for the 2020 announcement of President Trump in Orlando. They're packing, waiting for hours out there in the heat to be there for this momentous time when the president announces he's going to go for re-election. Paul Gengor is with us. Paul is the professor of political science and executive director of the Center for Vision and Values at Grove City College. Hey, Paul, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, good, Bill. How about you?
Hey, I'm doing wonderful. Things are winding up here. I guess all a bit of a distraction that we're worried about 2020 when we got real problems right now, and Democrats are bogged down and the deep state is bogged down with the, you know, the current state of the union.
Well, that's right. And, you know, like you said, a huge crowd in Florida for President Trump. That's pretty impressive. He's always drawn big crowds like that. And, you know, as I say about Donald Trump, the people who like him really, really like him.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, I felt all along that he has, you know, this is just off a kind of a general estimate, but it's probably about 10 million people that seem, maybe even 20, right, that really, really like the guy. I still stick to what I said about 2016. And I see this in my own orbit with people that I talk to around the country. I still find that most people, even Republicans who voted for him in 2016, did so reluctantly because they couldn't stand Hillary Clinton. Mm-hmm. Now I think they're at the point now where they generally like what he has done as president, right? And so I think in 2020, it'll be more of a positive vote for him, but what remains to be seen here, Bill, and I was reading my friend Jeff Lord's piece in the American Spectator today. So, you know, he was saying, you know, ignore all the polls that show Biden and Sanders leading Trump because, you know, all the polls said that in 2016 and they were wrong.
Right.
And that's true, but it's also true that people just hated Hillary Clinton, right?
Right. Right.
And you know, Joe Biden, I don't like him. I've always thought he was sleazy, but you know, people generally they don't have a contempt for Biden that they do
exactly.
for Hillary, right?
Yeah, you're right.
So mm-hmm. yeah, so I would tell people like Jeff and others, yeah, I know all the polls were wrong in 2016. Although the polls did show him losing by 2 to 3 percentage points,
mm-hmm.
So he did lose the popular vote
right.
by that. What they were wrong on was the Electoral College.
Right.
So it's. I tell him not to be so confident and cocky about this. I think 2016 was about people choosing Trump as the lesser of two evils. In 2020, though, I think he's going to increase among Republicans who say, yeah, I voted for him reluctantly in 2016, but I like generally what he did,
mm-hmm.
what he's done as president, so I'll vote for him, you know, without as much reluctance in 2020.
Well, he has a long list of successes here,
yeah.
Paul, that are hard to refute here.
Right.
Getting back to your point on the polling, Mara Liasson sent out a tweet this morning that says, check this out, June 1983, Mondale 49%, Reagan 39%. June 1991, George H.W. Bush 51%, Democrats 28%, don't know, 21%. June 1995, Dole 48%, Clinton 44%. June 2011, Republicans 44%, Obama 39%. And, of course, keep in mind, I mean, and especially in 2011, to your point, Obama's economy was an absolute disaster. No one ever, as an incumbent, had ever won with the economic numbers that Obama was carrying, but yet he was able to pull it out.
Yeah, he did. And another number that I looked for and saw this morning at Real Clear Politics, President Trump's approval rating is 43%.
Mm-hmm.
And that sounds low. But what I always noticed with Obama, to the point where I remember I wrote a piece for American Thinker on this,
mm-hmm.
man, it must have been around 2012, I think, but I called him the 40% president because no matter how unlikable he was or got, he never fell below 40%.
Mm-hmm.
There might have been one moment, maybe one day, where he was like 39 point something, but
right.
but he just never went below 40. And it seems like if an incumbent president can hang on at least at that 40% threshold, that the experience in America over the past 50 some years with, I don't know, the only exception would be what, Bill? George H.W. Bush.
Exactly. Right.
Well, Jimmy mm-hmm. Carter.
Right.
Yeah, Americans tend to reelect their presidents. So
mm-hmm.
if Trump is at 43, right now,
yeah.
and I think it rounds up to almost 44. Yeah, that's not bad. He could win with that, especially if the Democrats don't put forward somebody, you know, anyone that people are excited about on their
right.
side. And I don't think they're excited about Joe mm-hmm. Biden.
Right. Exactly. I agree with you. I think overall, in from day one, from George Washington to Donald Trump, we're talking only 10 incumbents did not get reelected, and you're exactly
wow.
right. In the modern era, there were only two, and as you mentioned, H.W. and Jimmy Carter were the two in the modern era. So it definitely says a lot about incumbency. The amazing thing here is when you look, again, at the successes of what Trump has been able to do, the Democrats have tried to argue that the economy that Trump and America is enjoying today is because of what already started under the Obama regime. As many people that want to support that idea, you've got opposing viewpoints that mock it and laugh and say, look at, the Obama administration was a disaster. I think what makes it worse is that they even announced, they said, look at the best we'll ever do is like 1.8. We might get lucky to get 2.0, GDP. And what does Trump do? Trump, he doesn't hear that stinking thinking. He just comes in and, liberates the production forces of America, takes the regulations out, invites business back to get involved with this country. And here we are. You know, we've got more jobs than laborers right now.
Yeah, that deserves to be mocked. I mean, the idea that this is a carryover from the Obama economy is absolute nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
It is statistically, economically unsustainable. And look, liberals don't understand economics. They
right.
never have. They don't understand free markets. They should stay miles away from even trying to analyze it. Let them stick to culture and movies and Hollywood, whatever they want to do there. You cannot trust these people in economics.
That's right. Yeah, and here's their ideas. I mean, here we are. We've got an economy being revitalized right now and where it's at. And their ideas, hey, let's come up with these socialistic programs that are going to cost us trillions of dollars and put the economy in the tank. And as if 8 years of nightmares under the Obama regime was not enough, let's go and revisit that. And at the same time, Paul, what we're going to do is we're all going to get on top of the roof and jump off to make sure that gravity is still in play, right?
Right.
Just for fun. Why not? Dr. Paul Kengor is with us. Our conversation with him will continue, so you want to stay right here. I'm Bill Martinez. You can let us know your thoughts. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story, but freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally. At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Perhaps we can arrange a meeting.
Your opinion really does matter.
A new age have begun.
Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
Dr. Paul Kengor continues with us in a blog he wrote, quoting Joseph Pronekin. I hope I'm saying that correctly. Joseph said the only way out of this crisis is spiritual. The time is nearer than you think. You know, we consider even Fulton Sheen, the Archbishop, prophesying about these times. But even you go back to the book of Isaiah, you know, there's a three-letter word that comes screaming out at you. And when it's used in the Old Testament, it screams at you in such volume, if you have ears to hear, and it's woe. Woe. And I mean, it's a woe scream, you know, to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. I mean, this talks about a time when reason is thrown out the door, Paul, and pretzel logic enters in as the order of the day, as if it's reasonable. I mean, reason is just trampled over in the culture in which we live in today. And as you wrote about with the Archbishop prophesying about these times, it was inevitable, because this is the cycle of what nations go through, is it not?
Yeah, the culture, Bill, is an absolute disaster. I mean, really the entire West. And I'll never forget that statement by Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger before he became Pope Benedict XVI, where he said that the West is suffering from a dictatorship of relativism.
Right.
You know, what he called a confused ideology of freedom. You know, we come up with our, to quote Anthony Kennedy, Supreme Court Justice Kennedy, we come up with our own meanings of meaning, right?
Right.
Our own definitions of life, existence, marriage, family, sexuality, even gender.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, my favorite of all the 71 different gender options currently listed at Facebook remains gender fluid, where you can,
yes,
you could swap your gender by the hour if you want, right?
Yeah.
I mean, at 11 o'clock Eastern today, I'll be a man, and at 12 noon, I'll be a girl.
Yeah.
And then at 1, I'll be a man again, and then I'll be a chimera or something, whatever you want to do. I mean, that is the ultimate example of relativism, where you can't even look down at your midsection with your trousers down and figure out if you're a man or a woman, right? It's completely self-determined by whatever your quote-unquote gender identity preference is of the day.
Yeah, and then you have some little kid coming and going, "You are a boy."
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's like, the king is not wearing any clothes here, is what this all comes down to.
Right.
And as you were writing about, in talking about the Archbishop, he said that we're at the end of Christendom. And some people would have thought, well, Christianity. No, he didn't say Christianity. He said Christendom as an economic, as you were saying, economic, political, social experience inspired by Christian principles. That's what's ending. I mean, we have like that hot air balloon that has been left untethered. The anchoring points of truth and reason and reality are gone, and we're like that hot air balloon just going pell-mell all over the place in the world of relativism that, Lord have mercy. I mean, some people coming here with any kind of sense of intellect would go, are these people nuts or what?
Yeah, that's right. In fact, I was reading last night a book I had to get on interlibrary loan. It was by Camille Chinfara, who was the Vatican correspondent for the New York Times in the 1940s, and it's called The Vatican and the Kremlin. And I was reading that, and I was initially, Bill, wary. I thought, oh, the Vatican correspondent for the New York Times, this guy's going to be, you know, probably really bad and all this stuff. But the guy looks like he comes off as today what we consider a right winger, right?
Mm-hmm.
There was just a time in America where we had a culture of Christendom, where there were certain universal truths that were widely accepted and weren't questioned. I mean, you could walk into any church in America 50 years ago And you know, the idea that anybody anywhere would have stood up and said that two men could marry each other, two women could, or if a man would have stood up and declared himself a woman, they would have taken him off. They would have taken him off to an asylum.
Exactly.
Right.
Right.
I mean, there is, you know, everybody would have said in the most liberal denominations that they would have said, "No, God made you male or female." Right.
You have. Yeah. Why are we even posing that basic of question?
Right. Well, and we're questioning it because of this. What is now reigning is not Christianity, a culture of Christendom, mm-hmm. but indeed a dictatorship or relativism.
That's well said.
The zeitgeist.
Exactly. Yeah, well, when you have a president of the United States posing the question of it depends what the definition of is.
Yeah.
You had to know you were in trouble right there, Paul.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, that was a big moment. Mm-hmm. And you know, guys like me and you pointed that out, and the left made fun of us, right?
Right.
Oh, come on. what are you, a Puritan? What is this? Somebody wrote a book called Sexual McCarthyism.
Right, right.
At the time. We said, no, wait a second. This is important. And I remember Monica Lewinsky being interviewed by Barbara Walters, and Barbara Walters asked her about having sex, and Monica said, that's not sex, that's just fooling around. Yeah. You know, and you know, Bill Clinton, same thing. You know, well,
right.
Yeah, I don't know if I consider oral sex sex, right?
Yes, right.
But all of this stuff kind of, you know, playing fast and free with terminology, and that's a point. That he was impeached in 1998.
Mm-hmm.
Around that time, that's just a couple years after the entire Democratic Party, House, Senate, and President Bill Clinton and First Lady Hillary Clinton passed the Defense of Marriage Act, defining marriage as between a man and a woman.
Exactly.
And today, mm-hmm. if you hold to the position that Bill and Hillary and Ted Kennedy and everybody else had in the 1990s, well, you're a fascist. Right? So, and that's how the dictatorship of relativism works. These liberals, these progressives who are rootless and who don't have these absolutes, they just blow according to the prevailing winds and spirit of the age.
Kind of interesting, but that we saw in the Kavanaugh hearing when it came to defining sexual harassment, they were real clear as to the rules of sexual harassment. Did you catch that?
Yeah, I did. It's funny, and when I get stuck in a hotel room and I'm bored and I have to turn on the TV and I watch any of their stupid sitcoms, I mm-hmm. watch the stuff and I think, wait a second, isn't all of this like sexual harassment? You know, liberals, what are you writing here? And everybody's howling with the laughing machines or whatever they use. It's like, wait a second. If this was Brett Kavanaugh doing this right now, you'd have a bunch of women outside of Jeff Flake's elevator melting down, screaming, right? This is harassment, Senator!
Yeah. Right.
But now it's on my TV and I'm supposed to laugh at it. And then if you go all the way to the credits at the end of you're watching a movie, it says a Harvey Weinstein production, right?
Yes, exactly.
Well, wait
right.
a second. I'm confused. Am I
right.
supposed to like this or not? Right.
Right.
It all depends on whatever, you know, the liberal outrage du jour is.
Without a doubt. Yeah. And God forbid that you'd want to protect babies. You know, Hollywood, of course, wants to blackball Georgia, the entire state, because of the heartbeat bill, but yet they're willing to support China and other countries whose horrendous acts toward women and oppression of women is very well documented and celebrated. But no, we're going to take our money out of the domestic United States of America in Georgia because we disagree with the heartbeat bill, but we're going to go and take our money to China or Saudi Arabia, right?
That's right, and I thought it was fascinating, Bill. I wrote about this last week in the American Spectator. People can check it out on Joe Biden and the Democrats' racist abortion position. They want to make sure that all black women and poor women have government-provided abortions, taxpayer-funded abortions, and that's because they're racially sensitive, you see.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Why?
Well, and we know that Margaret Sanger was very racially sensitive to make sure that Planned Parenthood centers were located in the poorest areas of our country. Oh, yeah, predominantly black areas.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, the less thans didn't need to be around the elites anymore because they were going to bring everybody down and reduce our lowest common denominator. This is the America that we're living with today. Dr. Paul Kengor on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Paul. Appreciate it. Take care.
All right, Bill. Take care.
This report is brought to you by Cooper Tires. Cooper Tires partnered with Auto Service Professional magazine to survey automotive service technicians and learn what they consider to be hazards most likely to damage your tires.
Auto service professionals have pulled a lot of unusual things out of tires over the years, from spoons to toy parts,
said Greg Smith, publisher, Auto Service Professional magazine.
But it might surprise people to know that a lot of tire damage is done simply by poor maintenance.
What are tips for tackling this? Regular tire maintenance is key to help ensure your car is safe when on the road. Jess Edgerton, Director of Brand Development at Cooper Tire, says,
as our survey found, tires confront many hazards along the road, from potholes to nails. Since your tires are the only things that connect your car to the road, they play a critical role in your safety, so it's important to check them, rotate them, and get new ones as needed.
For more, visit www.coopertire.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Police in Orlando bracing for huge crowds of Trump supporters as well as a fair number of protesters in and around the Amway Center, where tonight the president will formally launch his re-election campaign. Those who want to get into the rally started lining up last night.
We're here to support Trump. We love our president.
Support the greatest president of all time.
The Amway Center can accommodate 20,000 people. Reports are there have been 100,000 requests for tickets. The U.S. is sending 1,000 more troops to the Middle East to counter threats posed by Iran. Acting Defense Chief Pat Shanahan saying the soldiers will be deployed for defensive purposes against any possible threats from Iran as tensions rise between the U.S. and the Tehran government. An Iranian leader saying the United States better not underestimate Iran's ability to defend itself. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739, 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Rattle what more could you want? Bill Martinez Live. Leave. Turn it up.
Baby.
Appreciated the fact that sometimes everybody has a different perception of what the middle is, huh? But it's interesting. I mean, it's a nice sentiment. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, and we're going to be talking about these new tech advances that's helping doctors empower patients with kidney disease. Martin Schreiber, Dr. Martin Schreiber is joining us. He's the chief medical officer for Home Modalities with the DaVita Kidney Care. But before we bring him on, a little background. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention estimates that 31 million U.S. adults aged 20 years and older, more than 15% of the adult population, have chronic kidney disease, which is the ninth leading cause of death in the U.S. One in seven U.S. adults has what they call CKD and may not know it because there are no obvious signs, and one in three adults is at risk for developing CKD. Dr. Martin Schreiber, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you with us.
Bill, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be on your show.
Well, I want to talk about the advancements in technology, such as home remote monitoring and telehealth. There's so much to talk about here. But first of all, let me ask you, how many U.S. adults have kidney disease?
So, as you said, there are about 31 million with some form of kidney disease.
in the United States, and that's roughly about 15% of the population. The majority have kidney failure of some degree due to either diabetes or hypertension, but there are a number of additional causes which are responsible for injuring the kidney.
Mm-hmm. But with that many, we still find that there's still a remarkably low number of Americans that are being treated, right?
That is correct. And, you know, from the public's perspective, it's really a silent disease until you lose a significant percent of your kidney function. Mm-hmm. So when you're born with about 800,000 filters in each kidney. 800,000.
Mm-hmm.
And diseases like diabetes or hypertension tend to destroy those filters over time in certain patients. And when you get under 15%, that's when most patients develop some symptoms that they may go to their physician about, whether it be just fatigue or swelling in their legs, you know, or they notice some difference in their getting up to the night to urinate, or, you know, different factors that they'll consult their physician on, but they have to lose significant function before they seek medical attention in most cases.
It's pretty incredible when you think about, losing 85% of your function before you realize. I mean, that's just how remarkable the body is it not?
It is amazing, isn't it, how
yeah.
the body does balance off things quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. So what are some of the leading causes of kidney disease, doctor?
Yep. So, you know, from my perspective, as I, you know, have seen in the past and currently, diabetes, uncontrolled diabetes, and uncontrolled hypertension tend to be the biggest causes for chronic kidney injury. And so it's very important for listeners to appreciate that the kidney is the least regenerative organ in the body. So when you injure it, it doesn't repair itself. And so if you have uncontrolled diabetes and you're not taking good control of your diabetes, or you're not controlling your blood pressure and you're injuring the kidney, it's very difficult to go backwards and to improve how the kidney works.
Wow. What about home dialysis? Let's talk to the audience about that.
So when you get to the point where you need dialysis, and typically that's down closer to 10% of kidney function remaining, there's a transformational time in dialysis today where we're enabling more patients to feel comfortable about controlling their kidney disease and doing the dialysis in their own home. And DaVita has really been at the forefront in developing what's called the Home Dialysis Connect platform. And that's a technology platform that leverages home remote monitoring, which is the ability to capture, like, blood pressure, weight, temperature, and Bluetooth it to the center, as well as a series of questions on the iPad.
Mm-hmm.
So understanding what's going on with the patient every day is critically important. And then we have the ability to conduct virtual visits. And so we can carry out visits that typically would require the patient to go to the dialysis facility to see the physician. But we can conduct two out of the three monthly visits virtually for patients today with the passage of the telehealth bill last year in Congress.
Well, that's incredible. What about the actual procedure itself? Because my dad was on dialysis before he passed, and
yeah.
he had to go to the center three times a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, you know, to go through the procedure
yeah.
itself. So that is still,
yeah.
that's still, you still have to go in for that, obviously, right? Because of the equipment.
So you really don't. So
oh, you
don't.
Elect
okay. You either elect to do the procedure yourself in the home, or you elect to go to the dialysis center to have it done for you. And so you don't need to do both.
Mm-hmm.
And there are two forms of home dialysis, Bill. One is called peritoneal dialysis, and that's done by placing a small catheter in the through the abdominal wall, and then you infuse fluid in there, and that catheter stays in you, but you infuse fluid into the abdominal cavity. It's a special kind of fluid,
mm-hmm.
and that fluid absorbs waste products when it's left in there for a period of time, and then you drain it out. And it can be done manually during the course of the day, or there is a device which can safely do it at home at night. and you're trained how to do this procedure such that the risk is very, very low. And the same thing is true for hemodialysis. So you have firsthand information, familiarity about the in-center hemodialysis treatment. Mm-hmm. Well, that treatment can be done in the home also, and you train to do it in the home setting. You have a specialized machine that does it for you, and it can be done safely also.
That's incredible the way this technology has progressed. And I understand DaVita has more than 1,700 home dialysis programs across the U.S.
Yes, we are the leader in home dialysis. So what leading means in my mind is that you have the competence, you've had the experience to know what does it take to ensure a patient is successful in doing dialysis in the home setting. And so we have this vast information that we apply to optimizing quality in every single patient that we care for in the home.
Well, Dr. Schreiber, this is fascinating stuff. I mean, the way this has advanced. What other advancements in home dialysis care can you share with us?
Yes. So I think the next phase in my mind really has to do with providing more and more services within the home. Mm-hmm. So patients may need to come for blood draws periodically. How do we do that within the home? So how do we do more and more, and how do we increase the number of biometrics that we cover? So we measure blood pressure, weight, and temperature. Well, it may be important to measure when a patient's sleeping how they're breathing at night or what their blood oxygenation looks like. So I think you're going to see an evolution in what's called the biometrics that we're measuring as we go forward. I believe that we're going to get better at conducting video visits, assessing the patient in the home environment. And I believe as we move forward, we're going to see more wearable technology. So rather than patients needing to go to centers or doing the dialysis in the home, how do you allow them another component of freedom by letting them walk around outside with a wearable device as you go forward?
Wow, that's
so
exciting.
So the technology is advancing, and the automation of the equipment, I think, is improving all the time.
Well, that's
and the main goal is, how do you continue to improve quality of life for the patient, decrease patient burden, and ensure that it's safe to do the procedure in the home?
Well, Dr. Martin Schreiber, Chief Medical Officer for Home Modalities with DaVita Kidney Care, has been our guest. Doctor, where can people go for more information?
Bill, all the listeners can go to the DaVita website. It's DaVita.com. That's DaVita.com. And that has a significant body of information related to diet, health tips. How do you think about transplant? How do you
talk about the prospect of cyber or cryptocurrency for decades? In spite of this, cryptocurrency has continued to grow and become a viable alternative to traditional banking and money. Now, surprise, those same elites are realizing they got it wrong and, like the housing bust, are starting to invest big time. And guess what? You got it. Cryptocurrency. As they say, follow the money. Many other independent and forward-thinking investors have seen and are realizing the cryptocurrency investment advantage. And here at BillMartinezLife.com, we're making it easy for you to educate yourself and find out how cryptocurrency can become a part of your future and how a small investment could turn into big returns for you and your family. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner ad, and get all the information you need to take advantage of this money paradigm shift. Remember when you could buy Amazon, Facebook, and Google for dollars? That was another paradigm shift. So don't miss out. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airlines.
airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Listening to Bill Martinez live. Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
14 minutes before the top of the hour, we're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Rachel Alexander joins us now, senior editor at The Stream, political columnist and founder and editor of Intellectual Conservative. She previously served as an assistant attorney general for the state of Arizona. Rachel, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Hey, good to have you here. I want to talk about your town hall opinion piece, Conservatives. Stop attacking each other. What is going on here?
Yeah, it's really getting bad. If you're on Twitter, you can see all the attacks between people. You know, you've got Jonah Goldberg and Dana Loesch going at it. You've got all these people attacking David French of National Review. And they're just vicious and vile, and they say some pretty awful things. And you would think that people would be more respectful, but they're not.
Yeah, just because the rest of the country is being polarized, I mean, we don't need to add to the polarity and join in. I mean, conservatives, if anything, we need to rally the forces and understand that our fight is still for conservative values, not at each other's throats. I mean, you know, it's just we're being like them, and I say the left that are so vicious, you know, toward us. It's like that kind of culture and that kind of attitude is rubbing off on us. Maybe we need a shower or something. I don't know what.
Yeah, I mean, it's conservative attacking the conservative. It's not even like conservative attacking Rhino. And, you know, why can't people just be polite if you're going to criticize someone else on the right? You know,
right.
Like the old William F. Buckley Jr. from National Review.
Exactly.
He was always very polite, even when he debated the left. Now, I think we need to maybe use Alinsky tactics back on the left, so we don't have to be that polite. But,
right.
You know, save your anger for the left.
Well, I think that there is some credence and measure to the idea that you bully a bully. And the left has been bullying conservatives for a long time, so you need to bully them back. I don't have a problem there. I agree with you. But when it comes to conservatives, if anything, we can teach the rest of the country how you are to, you know, agree or disagree on things, how you are to have a conversation where you can advance thought. You don't need to get caught up in this, what I call, spirit of invalidation that runs so rampant from the left. It's real clear, Rachel, that if you don't agree with them, then, you know, you're not coming to the party, and you're out of the parade.
Yeah, it's vicious. It's like, you know, I can agree with you on 99% of the issues, but on the 1% I disagree with you on, I will viciously beat you down. And that's a horrible attitude to have towards people that, you know, you're going to have to live with these people down the road, you know.
Right.
You'll end up at the same job as someone you've been attacking.
Exactly. Well, and the fact of the matter is that you need contrarian thought, even from the left. I mean, this is the problem that we have right now in America today. I mean, when you look back at our rich history, it took both sides to get us where we are right now. I mean, we're a little messed up, admittedly. There's no question. But when you look at, you know, the key issues, policy issues throughout the history of time, it was both sides working together. And this is what we're losing out on right now. I mean, you got a president doing a lot of good things for this country. Instead of the Democrats coming in and being part of the solution, they're adding to a problem. And it's like, oh, well, we don't have enough problems on the border right now, so let's just create some more havoc and do what we can to put a stick in your spoke, so to speak. And they think they're attacking Trump. But the fact of the matter is they're attacking 63 million people that voted for Trump and believe in him. And I say that number is growing today based on the facts, Jack, right?
Yeah, that is another split among conservatives is over the illegal immigration issue. And, you know, what happened to the old conservative libertarian, you know, combination that was Reagan brought together in the 80s? You know, we could be doing the same thing under Trump. Trump's gotten so much done. But, you know, I don't see it happening right now. I just see conservatives viciously attacking each other, and that's going to really hurt Trump getting reelected.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, if we ever needed to unify, it is now, because this is the way the Democrats can win. Either they, you know, there's no way they're going to impeach the president. They do everything they can to invalidate him. But they got to, you know, one operative said, you know, very, very clearly, Rachel, is that they had to take, in order to win, they had to, you know, disqualify him. And they're doing everything to that measure and utilizing, I mean, look at the players here that are involved in this. You know, the mainstream media, these pundits that are coming in, and, you know, people that should know better for the greater good and for what this republic stands for. And, you know, all that is set aside because of the hatred that they have to Donald Trump without, you know, I don't know. I mean, you got to just flat out deny the success of this administration. And I guess it's just too overwhelming for them. I guess for the sake of their own power, it's okay to be un-American for a little bit.
I don't understand the Never Trumpers, especially the ones on our side.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Trump has been incredible. He's done way more than anyone else could have done, even Ted Cruz. And, you know, he's done more than Reagan did. And people just won't come around on the issue, and they're still viciously attacking him. It's going to hurt us bad in 2020.
Well, what do we do next? I mean, what's the answer? If not Trump, then who? And not only then who and then what, you know?
Well, I don't think there's anyone that's going to run on the Republican side who's credible against Trump.
Right. But even after Trump, after 4 years, four more years, again, you know, then who, then what? What are we looking forward to? Are we going to say, okay, we took a pause from, you know, Barack Obama's fundamental transformation of the country that they expected to seal the deal with Hillary Clinton? So now that Hillary's out of the picture, there's somebody else who comes in and champions the cause for fundamental transformation of our country, and we truly follow the way of socialism? Is that what's in our future, like it or not?
No, I'm very worried because, you know, this stuff goes in cycles. You usually have a Republican president for a couple terms and then a Democrat president for a couple terms. It tends to go back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Mike Pence would be the natural successor to Trump. But it's going to be an uphill battle after, you know, if we can even get one term through one term.
Well, they've maligned Pence to such a degree because of his faith and his religious principles. I mean, they're upset because the guy chooses out of principle to only have dinner with his wife. And somehow that's a violation, you know, for so many people because somebody would want to honor his marriage vows and not put his marriage at risk and go and have dinner with somebody of the opposite sex. I guess that's a problem, huh?
Oh, don't get me started. As someone whose last boyfriend cheated on me, I have a real problem with, you know, men going places with women alone like that.
Well, of course. I mean, and the thing is that, look, we're all subject. No, nobody's temptation free. And Mike Pence understood this. I mean, you know, about a year and a half, I did some work with the Billy Graham Association when they were in Southern California. And one of the key things that Dr. Graham stressed to everybody, to all the counselors, you didn't cross counsel. You know, a male didn't go and talk, you know, spiritual things to a woman because that opens up the door to temptation. And there are things that you need to be aware of. And the vice president gives us a good example of that. But, you know, look, if people want to ignore what I think is pragmatic advice and take their risk on it, well, then, hey, look what's happening. You know, how much infidelity exists among married couples today. It's astounding. But, you know, just a real simple deal is if you don't put yourself in the way of temptation, then you minimize the opportunity to get yourself in trouble.
Yeah, they're really just bringing it on themselves, you know, yes. If they're putting themselves in that situation.
Exactly. So, but, you know, meanwhile, look, we've got a country to save here. And to get people all on the same page, and I agree with you, is that there's power in unity. But we've gotten caught up in the bad example that the media has put out before us, Rachel, and people think it's okay because they can say, well, at least I'm not backbiting as bad as those other guys. I guess maybe, I don't know, but it's just like, look at, you know, we should, just from our own values, should know better than this, that, you know, the axiom that we've always maintained is that, you know, united we win through being united, divided we fall, you know, and so we're putting a lot at risk by opening the door for division, no doubt.
We are, and I think Twitter is, you know, part of the problem because people get behind their computers and they just think they're invincible, and you only get a few characters to use, so people, you know, say things that can get misinterpreted because they're trying to shorten them.
Exactly. Rachel, you also wrote about some of the top brands that are now pushing social justice themes as part of their products and advertising, not content with selling their products to a wide variety of people. Big businesses are now trying to sell something else. Social justice, huh?
Yeah, it's getting really ridiculous. I mean, if you were in, you know, the UK, for example, you're trying to buy some Budweiser. They've got beer cups that have all kinds of different diversity colors and symbols on them, and they're really some odd things: gender fluid, non-binary, asexual, intersex, pan, bi, transgender. So, yeah, so I mean, they're just shoving it in our faces now, and you know, you can't hide from it here in the U.S. either. You know, Nike goes and hires controversial NFL star Colin Kaepernick for his ad.
Well, and look what will probably happen with women's soccer now with Rapinoe, right? I mean, you know, she's not singing. She's not putting her hand over her heart. You know, she hates America, I guess, is what she does, sadly. But I guess she forgets that she's representing the United States of America, the land of the free and home of the brave.
Yeah, that's what's so utterly hypocritical about it. You want to play on the U.S. team, but you won't stand for the U.S. anthem? Wow.
Rachel Alexander, she's a senior editor at The Stream. Where can they go for more information, Rachel?
Go to stream.org.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.